Last Thursday, we celebrated the institution of three things. One, we celebrated the institution of the Eucharist. Secondly, we celebrated the institution of the priesthood. And thirdly, we celebrated the institution of service. It is to this that St. Peter was referring in our first reading. Because what I liked about the reading is that Peter is referring to Jesus and he calls him and he says, "This man, this man." And using that expression, "this man," would no doubt help us to go back to Good Friday when Pilate presented Jesus to the people. And what did he say? "Behold the man. Behold the man." So maybe in today's parlance, we could say that Jesus is the man. Because indeed he is. And therefore, looking at the man, what has he said? What has he done? And Peter said, "This man commissioned us to preach." This man commissioned us to preach. And what gave the disciples or the apostles, the first apostles, what gave them that power to preach was the fact of the resurrection of Jesus. Because in our gospel reading, we see Peter and the other disciple running to the tomb. And what was it that we heard? That they did not yet understand what it was to rise from the dead. They didn't yet understand what the resurrection was all about. And my dear brothers and sisters, even in our day, there are people who still do not realize what the resurrection of the dead is all about. And this is why, at the tomb, there was no body in the tomb because he had been raised from the dead. So the resurrection is about a living man, the living man and also a living God who is here in our midst, and that we need to recognize that he is alive. And in recognizing that, we know that wherever we are, there he is. Because there is no place that Jesus cannot be. So even as we are celebrating this Mass, there are some of us who are in the church, there are others who are seated on the outside, and still there are others who are following us on live stream. But for all of these three communities, Jesus is indeed present. That's what the resurrection is about. But very often, the reason we fall into sin is that we do not recognize the resurrection because we do not recognize that Jesus is with us. We think that there are some places where Jesus cannot be found. And I can tell you, there's only one place that Jesus could not be found, and that was in the tomb. But he is everywhere else. And this is what we need to come to recognize, that we too, we are alive because Jesus is alive. And I believe that by your presence here on this Easter Sunday, you're saying just that. that you believe that he is alive. And I have been commissioned by him to preach to you, to tell you that yes, he is alive. So each person will have to become a personal witness to and of the resurrection of Jesus. That's how the world will know it. So what message will your life and your words be saying to people with whom you come in contact today? One of the things that I've been doing, because you see, the phone has been ringing so much, you know, in the office there. And I've had a few opportunities to answer it. And every time I answer the phone, I say, "The Lord is risen." And there's usually a dead silence on the other side. They don't know what to say. As a matter of fact, one person hung up. But there was a young girl who called, and that was the last call I responded to. And when I said, "The Lord is risen, hallelujah," she responded right back and said, "Hallelujah." And she only wanted to know what time we're having Mass today. See? So this is the way that we pass on the message. So I'm going to challenge each one of you, when you answer your phone today, when you answer, and I wish I had all your numbers because I would call you, but answer your phone today, say, "The Lord is risen, hallelujah," and see what response you get from the other person. And then that will be an opportunity for you to know that this man has also commissioned you to preach that he is alive. So do you believe he's alive? And we want to make sure that you continue to believe that. So following this homily, we're going to have the renewal of our baptismal promises. So we will recall the time when we decided to follow Christ through the church. And as you answer the questions that are asked, I told the people last night, I said, only answer "I do" if you do. And I'm sure that you're here and you'll say, "Yes, I do." So 6 questions will be asked, and answer them. And let us all know that you understand what the resurrection is about. And because you understand it, and I hope that each one of you will at least be touched by the water that is being sprinkled. But if you don't get enough of it, just remember we have the holy water font on the wheel. So splash yourself in that before you go today. So I end as I started, and I will say, "The Lord is risen, hallelujah."